Prime Time replay from Money FM 89.3.
Now, an aging global workforce, changes in the economy, and widespread downsizing can all force workers over 40 back into the job hunt. Gone also are the days of the iron rice bowl. Disruption is doing just that, causing disruption.
But don't let your age pose an obstacle to your search. I mean, we have advice from experts in the form of Adrian Chu, founder and CEO of Career Agility International. Well, Adrian, welcome back. And how different should a 40-something's strategy be if they were to let go versus they voluntarily want to find another job?
Well, we always believe that you try to avoid getting let go as much as you can.
Mm-hmm. Which is nice words for?
For being, what we believe in is retrenched.
Okay.
Yeah. So you try to avoid retrenchment where you can, and you can do it by being career agile, which is the name of our company, Career Agility. Mm-hmm. So you have to understand that it's the more agile you are, the faster you can respond to changes, the more responsive you are to these changes and opportunities, and you can grab them. So the whole idea is this, do not get run over by the bus. Okay.
And then try
avoid,
and get
avoid
back to
getting
health.
Out of oh, avoid okay. getting out of in the way of the bus. So, what it's an analogy would be instead of looking at first aid, you know, you try and stay healthy. It's all about wellness when you're in your job. So something an example, which a story which all of us would be familiar with in our age group, would be like, remember this old arcade game Frogger. So you're trying to avoid the bus. You move forward, you move backwards, you move left and right, and you try and get cross the road without getting run over. So the whole idea is, if you're in your 40s, you have to be aware that there are buses out there to get you in the form of...
It sounds like there are more buses when you're in your 40s.
Yes, correct.
Or not.
You're a bigger target now, and more people are out for your lunch. So you have to run scared.
So it sounds like a strategy would be different if you were retrenched versus you want to, you know, make the next career move.
Yes, because when you're retrenched, you're in a different state of mind. Mm-hmm. And what happens is that you start to panic and any job starts to look good to you. So you are compelled as a victim of circumstance to get the next job. Rather than to sit in your comfort of your where you are right now in your current job and look for better alternatives. So what we always say is you have to have a plan. Your strategy when you're in your 40s is never to be complacent. Assume that something bad could happen. In fact, what I always challenge our clients is that ask yourself three questions. What would you do if A, you got retrenched tomorrow?
Mm.
Do you have? Do you know who's going to hire you? Do you know three companies that would buy you, hire you on the spot? And do you know the people in those companies who are going to hire you? If you don't, and you don't have a contingency plan in place, you should start building on one.
Mm.
Okay.
So the job strategy in general, though, for an over 40 is different from those in other age groups, obviously. That reeks of ageism already.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it? But that's the reality, because if you're in your 20s and 30s, I hate to say it, but you're relatively cheap.
Correct.
Yeah. See, so, and you're fighting against a rather homogenous market because everyone else are fresh and they are starting at the same level as you. But when you're in your 40s, you are competing against younger people who are probably might even be savvier than you in the technology space, who might have more energy than you, probably still better looking than you as well. So,
and for sure cheaper.
Cheaper. Yeah, and that's the biggest thing, the cheaper. Yeah. So you're fighting against that. And not only are you fighting against other fellow human beings, you're fighting against technology. Mm. You're fighting against AI. Mm. You're fighting against an environment where the landscape is changing, where there's shifting demand for your skills, and your skills may not be relevant anymore.
Well, Adrian, talks us through some top line pointers by way of a strategy. You know, whether it's your resume, your upskill.
Well, that's the one that Adrian will always say. You've got to upskill, right? Keep the skills up to date. Yeah.
Or even your appearance. You
know? Yeah. Well, appearance-wise, I think that's probably a separate issue altogether. But in terms of skills, like what Howie said, I'm very passionate about skills. Mm. You have to realize that you're being hired for your skills. And it's your skills that determine your pricing, the skill that determine your demand. So you have to recognize that you have to deepen your skills, you know, be the expert in what you're doing and know that you're doing it really well. And so you got to find out, how do I deepen my skills? Do I go for more courses? You have to think about upskilling. You know, upskilling means what can your bosses do that you can't do today?
Mm.
So think about it, like if he can manage the board or he can manage the top-tier clients, but you can't, upskill yourself, ask yourself,
so that
what
you
can. So that you can.
Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You got to think about cross-skilling as well. Cross-skilling means what can your colleagues do that you can't? You know, if you're in sales, the supply-demand guys or the finance guys, they can do things like that. Try and figure out what they can do. So you become multifaceted, and as a result, with more skills, you become less likely to be the person to be fired.
Right.
Rather than your other sales colleague who only knows how to sell and entertain clients, but, you know, you're the guy who is the top salesperson, but, you know, you understand the finances, you understand the spreadsheets and everything behind it.
But you do have to sort of look at your CV as well to see whether or not you might be 20 years out of date.
Yes.
Mine is on paper, yellowed, and that sort of thing, right? For example.
True. So CVs, we just conducted a CV course this morning for our clients. And some, if you look at your CV right now, and I challenge you to look at your CV right now, if you look at the segments which were in your earlier part of your career, like your first and second job, I can bet you that has been sitting on your CV for the past 15, 20 years unchanged.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the version 1.0 which you had, and as you got another job, you just tagged on a new job.
Tag on to it.
Yeah, correct. So you have language in there that's probably 25 years old or 15 years old. So you need to review your CV. In fact, what I recommend is to reboot your CV. Throw the whole thing away. Start from scratch.
Mm.
And start from the voice of whom you are today, looking back at what you did 15 years ago, rather than the junior executive writing that for to be hired at a junior executive level.
Okay. Yeah.
It's a different voice, different tonality, and different vocabulary.
Tell us, what does a mindset shift process look like for the over 40s?
Why is there giggling, Adrian? Or is this a bugbear when it comes to what you do?
Is it a question that you get asked all the time?
Yeah, I do, you know. It's all about, and you're absolutely right, Bernard, it's about mindset.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times, you'd be surprised when we talk to executives, PMATs in their 40s, they say, no, I'm fine where I am.
Mm.
You know, my company is treating me well, I love my boss is doing, I'm okay where I am. So one of the biggest shifts that come into place is they have to realize that, like what you mentioned earlier, the iron rice bowl is no longer there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and everyone's at risk of being disrupted. Everyone's at risk. So when you start thinking about that, then you have to start thinking about what then will my moves be. Then what we recommend is take stock of where you are, build a strategy for what we call to ensure that you have that longevity in play, so that you will be constantly in demand. And what we recommend is you can do it alone, it's fine. You can go on YouTube, you can go on Google and everything, but get an expert to talk to you. Because ultimately, what you want is good advice from a professional, not well-meaning advice from a friend.
Just leave. Your boss is horrible to die. Yeah.
Follow your passion.
Yes.
Don't care about the money. Oh, goodness. That's one of the worst advice to give.
Tell us some myths and truths about job search in one's 40s. Mostly, they have what sort of mindset and what sort of myths surround a 40-something searching for a job?
Interestingly, the biggest myth around 40-something doing a job search is that they are still operating on 2000, 2005, 2010 methodology of job search, which means let's look for job ads.
Mm. Yep.
Yeah, in fact, if they could, they would probably want to flip over the Saturday morning's papers to look for job ads. And you know, tear out that page and pin it on there. Well, it's no longer there. The new job search methodologies involve using LinkedIn, involves networking, involves positioning, and it can be quite a complex and technical art, which if you don't know how to play the new game of job search, you're going to be very disappointed. So let me give you an example. So I read online that this guy, he was complaining and he said, I've sent out over 200 CVs and I've not gotten any job at all. What's wrong with the job market? The fact is, if you are sending out 200 CVs, you're not sending out applications, you're spamming.
Okay.
You're just doing a spray and pray, and that is very, very dangerous because you're not going to get any traction. And the only thing that's going to happen is you're going to ask yourself, when you're not getting any good responses, you're going to ask yourself, what's wrong with me? Oh, Dan, I must be lousy. And then you start getting into the spiral of despair. Mm. And it's hard to get out of. So there are methodologies to understand. As I said, once again, talk to an expert, talk to a career expert who can help you with this rather than going out on your own.
Mm-hmm. Okay, what are some of the trends very quickly in the space for those in their 40s, and how can they stay ahead or ride these trends?
Yeah, they have to do their research. They have to understand where they want to be. And it's not just enough to say, I want a better job. What is
a better job?
Is a better job? Is it more money? Is it a bigger office? Or is it, like for instance, more free time for my family? And is it more meaningful work? So you have to define where you want to be, what exactly is career success to you, and based on that, develop a strategy together with your coach to go in and achieve that.
Sounds like a lot to think about already.
Yeah, a lot to think about. I mean, obviously, everybody is just right now at this moment just getting a little bit frantic because of the economy coming up and all that. Yeah. How do we put this aside just to focus on looking at a job or finding a job?
Yeah, in fact, one of the biggest mistakes that a lot of people do is that they are focusing so much on their job this month's targets, next month's KPIs and everything, they forget to look at their career and mind their career. Mm. So they hit a brick wall. After a while, they realize that, hey, wait a minute, my skills are not relevant anymore, and oh, the industry is gone, and what am I left standing here? See, so you have to be mindful that get your eyes off the job, start looking around and see. And one of the questions we ask people who are in their 40s is this: if you are in your current job right now, say if you're a credit manager or credit loans approval manager, right, are there 55-year-old credit loan approval managers around? The answers are probably not. So for various reasons. So in other words, there is a drop off in your career timeline. What are you going to do about it? Because there are some jobs that the older you get, the demand just diminishes. So if you're in that line, ask yourself, what am I going to do about it today?
Always insightful, Adrian Chu, founder and CEO of Career Agility International. Adrian, thank you so much.
Welcome.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg. or download the SPH Radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.